Welcome to the Sermon Podcast, the First Christian Church of St. Paul, located in Roseville, Minnesota. We are a congregation of Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, a congregation that is united in Christ for the sake of the world. Join us for worship in person or via our live stream, Sundays at 11 a.m. You can learn more about us by going to fccstpaul.org. Here is this week's sermon.
My first reading will be from To Bless the Space Between Us by John O'Donohue, instead of the Acts reading. Within the grip of winter, it is almost impossible to imagine the spring. The gray parish landscape is shorn of color. Only bleakness meets the eye. Everything seems severe and edged. Winter is the oldest season. It has some quality of the absolute. Yet beneath the surface of winter, the miracle of spring is already in preparation. The cold is relenting. Seeds are awakening. Colors are beginning to imagine how they will return. Then imperceptibly, somewhere one bud opens, and the symphony of renewal is no longer reversible. From the black heart of winter is a miraculous breathing plentitude of color emerges. The beauty of nature insists on taking its time. Everything is prepared, nothing is rushed. The rhythm of emergence is a gradual, slow beat, always inching its way forward. Change remains faithful to itself until the new unfolds in the full confidence of true arrival. Because nothing is abrupt, the beginning of spring nearly always catches us unawares. It is there before we see it, and then we can look nowhere without seeing it. And the gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live in you. You also live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love those are loved by me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of the Lord for all people. My St. Louis neighbor, Pam, believe it or not, my St. Louis neighbor, Pam, used to bring over small plates from her home of baked goodies fairly often. Brownies, cookies, muffins, cookies, bars, cookies, cakes, cookies. Her goodies were amazing. Every time I'd say, Pam, These are the best cookies I have ever had. What makes them so good? She'd say, butter. Pam, these are the best brownies I've ever had. What makes them so good? She'd say, butter. Again and again, I'd ask the same question and get the same answer until finally she said, Amy, the answer is always butter. Well, I can't question that it was butter, but I thought surely she'd say she had some secret ingredient. But no, it's just butter. Probably a lot of it. So often we are looking for some secret ingredient to happiness. Sleep more, sleep less. Exercise more, exercise correctly. Work more, work less. Lose weight, gain muscle. Exercise more, exercise smarter. Earn more money, spend less money, spend more money, and definitely avoid too much butter. But at the same time, too often we lack hope and inspiration that the world can be different. We're looking for some secret to make the world a better place. Too often we lack hope and inspiration that the world can be different, that our lives can be even richer, or that we can make a difference for those around us and around the world. In the gospel reading today, John is trying to make something abundantly clear. All he asks, is that we recognize and accept his love, the love he has received from God, the love he has lived among us, the love that will remain with us through the Holy Spirit. I suspect that most of us accept on faith the intellectual concept that God's love shown to us through Jesus Christ's life and resurrection. We accept it intellectually. I also suspect most of us go in and out of the lived experience of that love. We go through times of dryness and winter when we may believe, but we don't feel the love. We can go through times when even believing in God's love is out of our reach. In these times, God holds us in that same love, waiting for when we are ready to feel God's love again. Even when we feel we are alone, God is with us. The same spirit of love is here in this church, in us gathered here. We are more than the sum of our parts. We are the body of Christ in the world, in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities. We know and feel this love together. That's why our passing of the peace takes so long for such a small group. Because we want to share that love and to connect with each other. We love to worship together, to sing and pray together, and to care for one another. And we reach out and care for our community. And we know that others in the Twin Cities yearn for this same inclusive, committed, and joyful community of Christ. The Spirit is in each of us and in us together. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. To love one another, to love neighbor as self, to love God with all our hearts and minds and souls. When Jesus lived among us in the flesh and said these words, this was a time of empire, the Roman Empire. Dominion imposed by weapons of oppression and violence. Jesus' example of love for and ministry with those most oppressed by the empire is powerful and undeniable. It is also what put him in danger and cost him his life. Jesus understood that profound love in the time of empire is very difficult. I've been participating in a denominational training called Living Justice, which is an anti-racist practicum. And the question a couple weeks ago was, what is your context for this work? And I was stumped. I kind of had an existential crisis. I'm so used to my context being my work and not having worked for 3 years now. I didn't know. And you all are where I landed. You are the place where I'm trying to figure out how I can do this work of love and justice together. And I was so grateful for all of you. Think about your own context. How do you bring the love of Jesus Christ into this age of empire, of oppression and exclusion and domination? You see, this love that the Holy Spirit brings to us is meant to move us as well as sustain us as we act in ways that shows God's love to others, to make sure that no one is left orphaned, excluded, bereft, hungry or naked, or imprisoned or alone. I think about, I grew up in 4-H. You know what the 4-H's are? Yeah. Head, heart, hands, health. This is what God asks for us, to bring our whole selves, to feel that love in our head, to know it in our head, to feel it in our heart, to act on it with our hands, and to live it with our health. Who knew that maybe my 4-H was part of my spiritual formation? As we, as a congregation, continue to make our intentions and plans for the future, I'm excited to see where this love will lead this church. I'm excited to see how we will proclaim this love for all people. I was pretty thick-headed when it came to Pam's delectable goodies. The secret ingredient wasn't all that exotic, just butter, and a lot of it. And I was pretty discouraged by winter this year. It went on and on and on and on, didn't it? It wore down my soul, and I really wasn't sure if spring would come. And it became a powerful internal fear. I just didn't trust that spring was at work the whole time, waiting to burst forth. And I have fallen down the rabbit hole of self-improvement more times than I want to admit, searching for some special piece of information or advice that will completely renovate my life. And when I can't sleep, I sometimes think about what I would do if I won the lottery, what I would do with the miracle of so much money that would solve every problem and fund every dream. Ugh. I am an excruciatingly slow learner. And I do mean excruciatingly. But what I know intellectually, I commit and recommit to knowing spiritually. Just as spring will always come, just as butter is always the crucial ingredient, God's love through Jesus Christ and present to us now through the Holy Spirit will hold us, will call us and guide us and move us toward offering that same love to each other and the world. It's that simple. Love. Butter's not all that exciting, and sometimes love seems so trite. But God's love is anything but trite. Love is powerful. It isn't always easy, but it is always that simple. May we hold this truth in our hearts and actions. May we rest and move in the Holy Spirit. May love be our call and love be our voice. Amen.
Amen. We hope this week's sermon was nourishment for your soul. If you would like to listen to past sermons, watch past worship services, leave a prayer request, or get directions to our worship location, please visit our website at fccstpaul.org. May God be with you on your daily journey.